We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, at the end of Hilchos Milah, Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, Siv Yud, I don't know, page 346. Adam Shleimol Me'olam, a person that never did a Bris Milah ever, Le'yomol, as a continued up of Kufay and Dalad and Aleph, the Shabbos should not circumcise on Shabbos. And Le'mol Kvar Pamachas, but already did a Bris Milah one time before, Mutlumul B'Shabbos, he's allowed to do the circumcision on Shabbos. After Le'mol Avi Aben, even if he's the father of the baby, Augustus Zermol, Ma'ain Adin Milah, look also more with the Halakhs of Milah, but Turiya did some reach Samazbo. Says Mishbur Sivkan Samazbov, Le'yomol, he shouldn't do the Bris Milah the first time on Shabbos. Kashin Shemikalka, we're concerned that he might mess up. Nimza comes out, Machal Shabbos, Le'mol Kamitzah, that he desecrated the Shabbos without performing the mitzvah. But the same thing is, if you never did the priya, which is tearing off the thin membrane underneath the foreskin, also for Rebbe Shabbos, he's not doing the priya. Shabbos, also for the same reason. Moil Shabbova Omer, a moil that comes and he says, that he already did a meal one time before in the weekday, now money's believed. He doesn't have to bring proof. Your day is Simpson Rishon. Above Kaspa God, there are more rights of the Shatav Lahachma. It's good to be initially stringent. That not to do two circumcisions. That two ma'ilim shouldn't do one meal on Shabbos. Meaning, shazayim b'zayif. You have two ma'ilim. One guy's going to do the meal. One's going to do the priya. Ela hamol who atz ma'if for rather one that does the actual circumcision, he should do the priya. Of habachrin kasub menechrin right. Sheesh la'akov b'zayik b'lin regarding this. V'chein menech b'chol medinis poylin tamen. And that's also the custom always throughout the whole of Poland. That heim shnei moilim, there's two moilim, zechaytuchim zapareya, this one cuts and this one pulls back the skin. Beim b'chol, beim b'shabbos, whether during the weekday or on Shabbos. B'chol chabasadim, kol kof mem tez kosevi rez dak upon them, at least, lo yichab itshlesh b'ni adam. Don't honor three people. El p'rei, yamaitz, rather, one that does the priya should be the one that does the mitzitza, the sucking of the blood. Of Yeshua's Yaakov, dochas of a kosev, but the Yeshua's Yaakov rejects this and he writes, the mitzitza yochli is b'achar, the mitzitza can be someone else, who in Gavinaz, it's own independent idea. Sivkot lam zayin. But if he did meal once before, then he's permitted to do it b'Shabbos. So in Yom Tov, regarding Yom Tov, in Yom Tov Shein, Yishol Golias, if it's the second day of Yom Tov in Golos, and the Asper B'Vad Yesh La'akal V'Shol one to be lenient, Yom Tov Rishon, the first day Yom Tov, Yesh Deis Ben Achren, the different opinions amongst the Achrenim, Ach Mo'yidei Ba'atzma Yishol Cholom, but if he knows regarding himself that he knows how to do the meal, Vein Mo'y Lachad is no other Mo'y, B'Vad Yesh La'akal V'Shol one does not have to be stringent. But again, we said if he did a meal once before, then he's mutulam of Shabbos, allowed to do the meal on Shabbos, or fully ke'ach, even if there's someone else, the Muslim too, who did meal many times, and afil of hulu, he said, even if he's the father of the baby. Kiddush, in other words, lafukiman, this really, it's excluding the one who holds the abba asma liyom of Shabbos. The father himself does not do the meal on Shabbos, they can't do the meal on Shabbos, they can't do the meal for himself. It's inevitable that what he's causing the chabura, but that's pleasing for him, shadehu misakin is benai, meaning it's regarding the tikkun at least. He's fixing, and that's something that's inevitable. As a teaching, we don't say this, even for someone else, it's also inevitable that's pleasing. Once the circumstance, that's what it's coming for. But for Loch, even so, the Torah mitzvah says too much tradition, but there's no difference.
Now we continue with the next sim. After going a birth of a baby, not to help give birth to an animal on Shabbos, by Dal Sibin, there's four paragraphs. Sifal says Mechaba Imi Yalnas Beim Shabbos. We don't help give birth to an animal on Shabbos. Says Mishpura Sifkot Nalt Imi Yalnas Mechul Pierce Limshe Chavolim Nerechem to draw out the baby from the womb. Diketir Chiser because it's an extra exertion that should not be done on Shabbos. V'ayim Achrem Shaskim. Look at later authorities that they agreed. The Afla Sadi even to help her. Haynu that a Shalich is Avol Shal Yibel Arutz to hold on to the offspring that it doesn't fall to the ground. But Noisim Leidad LeTepiv and to put the udder the breast to the baby's mouth. Asa B'Shabbos that's forbidden on Shabbos. V'chein Kol Tzorcha Leidah so to all the needs of the birth. Mavur B'Sim Top Kochav Gimel Ayin Sham. Look over there. As the additional one brings, like for example, let's say to blow into the baby's nostril when the nostril is clogged up with mucus and like it's burning Shulchan Aruch, but it's a gimel, or to pour from the amniotic sac of the animal onto the baby so that it smells the aroma of the amniotic sac and that the mother should have compassion in it and not distance it, or to put salt on its womb so that it pains her and remembers the pain of the birth and it has compassion on its baby, like it's put within Sif Dal. All these things should not be done on Shabbos. Sif Beis, Ein Mefarkas and Lebehima Gildei Makam. We don't do pirkus to the animal for its scabs of its wound. Neither do we anoint it with oil. When we say this, at the end of the wound, it's just for the pleasure of the animal. But in the beginning of the wound, it could sour with this pain. Sure, that's permitted. As Mishpura says, Sipkot and Beis, what does it mean? You're not a farkas in Pidush. It means to remove the scabs. That you can't do for the animal, and you can't anoint it. Meaning the wound with oil. Sivkan Dal, when we say this Bigmar Maka, at the end of the wound, in the Shapa Maka, which the wound already healed, why can't there be in Latrech Behema? We don't put an effort because the animal can deal anger just to give it delight. But in the beginning, when it's tar, then that would be permitted. Siv Gimel, Im Ochle Kashin Harbiv, the animal ate a lot of vetch, animal food. When it's there, now it's in pain. It's hurting its stomach. Yochel Aritza B'chatzer, you could have it run in the courtyard, Kiddush Tiyaga, but the Shapa is that it gets exerted and it gets healed that way. Says Mishpul Sipkot, and hey, Yochel Aritza B'chul, you could have it run, etc. In other words, the Abagav deserved it for, although that's healing for it. Ubedifula Adam, and by healing for a person goes, Mishim Shchik, someone said we not do medicine on Shabbos, because you might come to grind herbs, but if it was Behemtai. But regarding healing one's animal, in Adam Bol, Kagach, a person not so overwhelmed, Shabbos Shchik said someone that he might come to grind the herbs, and they were not concerned, and they were not glazer. For the same thing is, let's say it's close to death because of this. The Azvadi Bol with them, for sure, the owner is overwhelmed. Afalach, even so much, it's going to be permitted. Because the Eloi Sharasle, if you don't permit him, also the Shchik is among them, Ushram Allah the Rice, then actually to the contrary, he actually will come to grind the herbs and to do other biblical malachas, maybe Sivdal, like we say later on, Sivdal, which has the Sharatin, I say, brings it from the Prim Gram. This is like the way we explain in the Bir Halacha. Says Mishbru, further Sivkot and Vav, you'll not have it run Kaddish Yaga that it gets exhausted. But you'll not do, because of the animal, any biblical or rabbinic malacha, I feel he may, even if he's going to die. Baldeanihudi through a non-Jew, but the last then it's permitted to do Keshabahimachid when the animal is sick, says the Chai Adam, which Sharatin Oizvav says, look within the Shmasadim, that his reason is because of Tsar Balachayim. And the Dishra 5 brings his proof, he brings it within the Shmasadim, is that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Shin, hey, you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to milk the animal on Shabbos, even though it's Isidarai. So it's obvious because Tsar Balachayim that they permit Amir La'akum, even by Surim Doiraisa. Sivdal, Imachazadam, if the blood of the animal is congested, you could have it stand in water, because that it cools down. Now, if you're not sure, that if you're not going to do bloodletting, Thomas is going to die. You're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do the bloodletting. So Mishpul Sivkot Zayin Yechlamid, you could have it stand Hakol Cannabis of Cut and Hay. Same thing as we said Sivkot and Hay, that for medical treatment for an animal, we're not concerned. It's okay. Sivkot Ches Bemu Safik Behulu. And let's say you're not sure. So the material on the ball of money, since the person's overwhelmed regarding his money, Ilo Shorasli, if you're not going to permit him to do the bloodletting, Osla Mevet Beatmei Sur Deraisa, he's going to come to do himself a biblical malacha, because you're not sure. Sivkot Ches Thomas, maybe it's going to die. So therefore, then you get a lot of tell non-Jew to do it. I'm a chayyam mishukas. Look at the chayyam that he writes. They're filling mirak chol ba'alma. Even if it's just in general sick, kam gimatal deni hu digit la paisa. It's also permitted through the non-Jewish veterinarian, let's say, to go ahead and heal it. Shem tzar b'lechem because of the pain of the living creature. B'lahakas lasos, but to do bloodletting for the horse, k'deish sheyachol yosh that it should eat more. But vav they also for sure that's forbidden. That there's no permission on that. Be'alocham, the b'maschil imiyaldin. That we said you cannot help an animal give birth on Shabbos. Now, if it's a first-time mother, and you have to be concerned that maybe the animal is going to die in childbirth, Prima Gordon is not sure in such a case, look over there, which the Dishra 4 brings that the Prima Gordon is bedaig over there from what the Labush writes. And the reason why you cannot have an animal help it give birth on Shabbos is because there's no danger. It sounds like that if it would be a first-time mother, that there would be danger, you're allowed to help it give birth. However, he's not sure regarding this because there are those who hold that the issa to help an animal give birth is a midiraisa, and if the Be'alacha writes that through a non-Jew, for sure one could be lenient. Chaznish writes that you can rely on the lenient ones, and he permits to extract the baby after it's already moving to go out, and the place where there's a concern of danger to the mother, to the baby, but not if there wasn't already moving to get out, right, so that there would be a chiv of netilas neshama, and that would be a problem. So that's what the halacha says through non-Jew, for sure one can be lenient. The maschil behimu safek, he said, let's say the animal's blood is congested, and you're not sure if you're not going to do the bloodletting, you might die, then you're allowed to do amir la'akum, to do the bloodletting. So the halacha brings, the source of this halacha comes from Masugim Sachem Daf Yud Aleph regarding bloodletting of a bechor in the place where you're not going to make a blemish in the animal. According to Reed, it's forbidden because we say, because the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, if you permit in a place that he's not making a blemish, he might come to do in a place where he would make a blemish, which you're not make a blemish in the bechor, which is a carbon. According to Rabban, you're allowed to do the bloodletting in a place where you're not making a blemish, because if you don't let him, to the contrary, for sure he's going to go ahead and do the wrong thing. So Rashi, what he explains in his words are like this. He says, meaning, since he's overwhelmed, if you don't permit him in a place where he's not making a blemish, where that's not a problem, he's going to violate on your words and he's going to do, and he's not going to be careful whether in a place that there is a blemish or when there's no blemish, because he's going to think it's all the same. That's the sugya over there. Now, based on this, the Mordechai writes in Perek B'meh Behema that you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do bloodletting for an animal in a way that if you don't do bloodletting, it's going to die, because if we're going to make a gzeira on him, exerb of telling a non-Jew, which rabbinically forbidden, he's going to come to do the bloodletting himself because the person is overwhelmed regarding his money. And he's not going to be able to withstand from letting the blood. And then he's not going to differentiate between whether Isidra is Rabban. When he does himself, is worse than when he tells a non-Jew. And that's like Rabban and Al-Gabi Huda, because Yachab Rab Malach Grab. And that's a Shulchan Aruch Paskins, without any disagreement on this. However, in the words of Taisus in the third paragraph of the Shabbos, it's obvious that he doesn't hold like the Mordechai and the Shulchan Aruch, because their words are like this. He says, since the person is overwhelmed, and even though regarding money we say the opposite, says Taisus, that if you permit him, he's going to come to put out the fire, that's because the person is not paying on his money like on his dead relative. And if you're going to permit him, because he's busy trying to save, he's going to forget that today's Shabbos, he's going to, by mistake, put out the fire. But on his dead relative, he's more pained, and if you don't permit him, then he's actually going to come to extinguish the fire deliberately. So we hear explicitly from the words of Taisa that regarding money, we don't say this far, that if you don't permit him, he's going to come to be over the mesa. To the contrary, we say, since he's overwhelmed, you have to make a get of him, and actually make it more forbidden, so that he doesn't, by mistake, or violate it. And that's the pin like a rebuke, like we said. That's a Ramban and Rajba and the Seth of Shabbos, not Mem Gil, and the Sugya, right? And that's the Ram, their Tvar, right? However, since the Be'alach and truth, it's a great wonder, and all those Rishayim, how could they have missed the Sugim Psachim that according to Rabbanan, even my money, we say, because a person is overwhelmed regarding his money, if you don't permit him, he's going to come to be able to be amazing, like we said. And we hold like a Yachab Ram Alach Grab. So, like the Mordechai says, so it's possible to say that they hold that even though by Oli Surim we hold like Rabbanan, and we say that if you don't permit him, he's going to be Ebbe Bemezin. However, regarding Shabbos, that's Mochamer, Shezes Kila, he's not going to come to be Ebbe Bemezin. To the contrary, we're gazing on him so that he doesn't come to be Ebbe even Beshegig because he's overwhelmed. However, in truth, this is very difficult to say because we see that even regarding Shabbos, we say in the beginning of Perek Mishechshah, why did Rabban permit to give his purse to the non Jew? Because Rabbanu knew that if a person is not going to be able to withstand losing his money, if you don't permit him as Shabbos is starting, he's going to come to carry Dalamas and Shuzrab. So it's possible to answer their words that they hold that in the beginning of Perek Mishechshah is different because then he's actively losing what he has, mamash in his wallet, and the person's not going to be able to withstand to lose actively even the Isser Shabbos. But where the loss happens by itself, like by the firstborn animal or by a fire, then there's a difference between Isser Shabbos and other Yisurim. Now, this actual Svar, the Ramban writes, and the Ran brings in the Rajba and beginning Perek Mishechshah, but they're very well. However, the truth, what's called Emes Yerodarka, the truth will show its path. That the Iker is like the pin of the Mordechai and the Shulchan Aruch, and not to differentiate between Isser Shabbos and other Yisurim, because who cares the Isser Skila, who cares Isser Lav? And the whole Iker that forced those Rishayim that regarding money, we don't say this Svara of the Ilai Sharos Lay, if you don't permit him, he's going to come to earth with the Mazid, because they're pushed by that Sugya Perikul Kisvei that we say that if the fire is on Friday night, so you can save 3 meals worth, like more acid with that, let's see. He's permissible effort that he's doing, let him save more. So Rabbi says no, because the person overwhelmed regarding his money, if you permit him, he's going to come to put out the fire. From this, the Rishon took out that regarding money, we don't say this far that if you don't permit him, he's going to come to be Ebbe Bemeisid. Because if not, to the contrary, we should say the opposite. To permit to save whatever he could, because if not, he's going to come to put out the fire. Obviously, that regarding money, we don't say this. However, said the Be'er Lacha, and truth is, Lani is the idea, according to my humble understanding, there's no difficulty at all from this sugi on the sugi psachim that we said. Because up until now, we don't say, nobody in psachim, according to Rabban, that you're allowed to do the bloodletting of the firstborn animal in a place where there's no blemish. And we're not going to that, but he might come to do it in a place where he's going to make a blemish, because if you don't permit him, for sure he's going to come to do it in a place where you're going to make a blemish. And so the Perek Mishechshah, you're allowed to give your wallet to the non-Jew for the reason that because if you don't permit him, he's going to come to carry it himself. That's because over there, if you're going to permit him, it's not possible that it's going to bring to, it's not common that it's going to come to bring to Issa Deraisa. Because regarding the firstborn animal, if you're going to do the bloodletting in a place when you don't do any blemish, so you don't have to do bloodletting anymore in the place where you're going to be a blemish. And so the Perek Mishechshah, if he's going to give his wallet to the non-Jew, so he doesn't have to come to Issa Deraisa to carry himself in Rishas Ram, because the non-Jew is carrying it. But here, regarding the fire, even if you're going to permit him to save whatever he needs to without putting out the fire, it's still a concern that he might come to the Issa Deraisa to put out the fire. When let's say it took a hold of some of his objects on his dining room table, that he can't save them without putting out the fire. For example, let's say fire surrounds it on all sides. Look over there in Rashi, the Maskei Sharis, and you'll see that says the Be'alacha that he's saying exactly like we said. Jadiris 7 brings that what he means to say is the Gemara, but then Shabbos Kofi Zion says they did not permit to save from the fire only 3 meals worth. Because since if you permit for a person to save all his money, so since he's overwhelmed with his money, he's going to come to put out the fire. So Rashi over there explains that if you permit him to start saving all his money, since he's overwhelmed to save, he's going to forget his shop. He's going to come to put out the fire. So you see that even though there's a concern that maybe if you don't permit him to violate on the Isra Bond of saving all his money, he's going to be over amazing and going to put out the fire. However, since that if you do permit him to do that, there's still a concern that he might stumble on Isra Raisa that is going to help the non-Jew to put out the fire since he's overwhelmed. So they did not permit him to save. But by bloodletting of the Bechor, and by giving his wallet to the non-Jew, that even if they're going to permit him to Isra Rabban of Amir La'akum, for sure it's not going to stumble in Isra Raisa, but they permit it to Isra Rabban of Amir La'akum. Since the Be'alacha further says, and for this reason, the Rabban did not permit him to save at all, even things that you don't have to extinguish them, and that he could save them without putting out the fire. And this, that the Rabban did not permit to tell a non-Jew to put out the fire, like we see in Perek Mishnah, that you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to take his wallet. And this L'chara, our teretz does not apply. It says, looking around, in the beginning of Perek Mishnah, what he writes regarding this. Now, but it says to be Allah, on his diet, you would seem that regarding the fire, the Chamo more concerned, because by a fire, you need many people to put out the fire. And each and every one, by extinguishing, he's saving money. And for this reason, they were concerned that if you can permit him to tell a non-Jew to put out the fire, he's going to come to show the non-Jew how to put out, and from that, he's going to put out himself. And they did not permit, only to say, look, whoever puts out doesn't lose. Because he's not doing what his commandment is happening by itself. And this is also for the reason, because the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, the way Rashi explains the stuff, I am a base. Which that, Dershu 8 brings, that the Gemara there says, they permitted by a fire to say, kol machaba in mafsa, whoever puts out the fire will not lose. And Rashi over there explains, because since the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, if you don't permit him to Isra Rabban Amir La'akum, he's going to come to put out the fire actively with his own hands. That's like the Be'alocha is explaining, that any place that is a loss of money, they're permitted to violate Isra Rabban Amir La'akum, so that you don't violate Isra Deraisa. It's only by the fire they did, but did not permit Amir La'akum, because since even if you permit him, he's still vulnerable to come to this Deraisa by assisting the non-Jew to put out the fire, which is not the case by when you say, kol machaba in mafsa, where he's not commanding him explicitly, and since the non-Jew is doing it on his own, there's no concern that he's going to assist him, and that's like other things that come permitted Isra Amir La'akum in the situation of loss, so that you don't come to Isra Deraisa. Continues to be Allah says regarding that in the beginning of Perek Mishnah, that doesn't apply over here. That if you give to a non-Jew your wallet, so then you don't have to help him anymore, as it's understood. And that also in the halacha there in the Mordechai, that you're allowed to tell non-Jew to do the bloodletting, because you're not going to come to assist a non-Jew by the bloodletting, like by a fire, like we said. And so look at Shachalav Sim Shalom and Beis, that they're going to be given Eger, remember the Tzorachi and this halacha of the Mordechai, that why is it different than the halacha of the lake of the fire? But it says, so the Be'alacha, according to what we wrote, the words of Mordechai are very appropriate. And so afterwards, he says, I found like Arachiluk, now goes Mordechai and Perek Bamatayim, and look over there, which Adirshu 9 brings, that the reason for this chiluk, the Goyis Mordechai writes, in Sechel Shabbos, that regarding putting out a fire, since the norm of a fire is that it causes chaos for the owners of the money, you have to be concerned that you're going to permit him to put out through a non-Jew, he's going to come to put out himself, but other places, which does not cause chaos, you don't have to be concerned with that. Says the Be'alacha, so let's go back and see if the pin of the Riff is inclined to the pin of the Mordechai or not. Now, from the fact that the Riff writes, in Perek Bamatayim, his words are, and since we hold halachas like Rabbi Yehoshua, they were leaning regarding it because of the Tzara of the Behema, but not Goyza because of Shechikas HaMemonim. So you see from this that the halacha is not like that Braisa that we learned. What the Braisa says, an animal that the blood is congested, you cannot put it in the water until it cools down. As you can say, because Shechikas HaMemonim, because you might grind the herbs, because a person is not overwhelmed so much regarding the healing of his animal to be concerned for the grinding of the herbs. That's the words of the Rif. The fact that he writes, the reason that a person is not overwhelmed, it sounds like that if he would be overwhelmed regarding the healing of his animal, you would have to be concerned with Shechikas HaMemonim. Now, if it's like the pain of the Mordechai, to the contrary, it's the opposite. If a person is overwhelmed on healing his animal, for sure, you don't have to be concerned for the grinding of the herbs, because if you don't permit other treatments, to the contrary, he's going to come to more to grinding the herbs, because he's overwhelmed for this money, as like we said. However, however, after further analysis, since you can resolve that even the Riff falls like him. Because the truth is, the words of Riff, L'chaira, are a wonder. Because how could he write so simply that a person is not overwhelmed regarding the healing of his animal, but we have a Gemara Pesachim Nef Yadav, the person is overwhelmed regarding his money. So too, on Shabbos, regarding the fire, Rabbi says the person is overwhelmed regarding his money. And so too, many places. So obviously you have to say that the Riff explains that this halacha, the animal is congested with blood, so through the animal that ate veg, is not no concern that it's going to die, it's just pain. And he holds that it's talking about in a situation like by a person, that for sure it's not talking about it with this concern of danger, because when there's a concern of danger, of course you could grind even the herbs for sure, other treatments, so what would be the chiddush of the brisa? And it's also, the Gemara wouldn't ask, Ihacha Adam Nami, and on that the Riff is saying that a person is not so overwhelmed for the healing of his animal when there's just pain in general for the animal. And so do we say regarding the Gemara Pesachim with it, the person not overwhelmed regarding the pain of his animal, when there's a concern of that it might die, then the sure person is overwhelmed, then there is a Gezer Shechikas HaMemonim. However, it's permitted for a different reason, because then he's really overwhelmed. And if you don't permit him any treatment, he's going to come even more to grinding the herbs, like we say in Pesachim regarding the Bechor. And this is the Riff writes that a person not bahal, not overwhelmed, that's what we're aware there, where a person not overwhelmed like by a person, and therefore it's not similar to the case of a person. That if it's a Chalash Shem Esekana, they said all treatments are forbidden because Shechikas HaMemonim, which is not the case. If we would say that also by animal, because of pain, he's overwhelmed, for sure it would be us, like by a person, where they made it forbidden by a person that, a healthy person that just has an ailment, and so to by Chalash HaMesekana, according to most Poiskim, to do any refuah, because Shechikas HaMemonim is problematic, which, Dishutin actually brings in practice in Shin Chol Ches. He writes that the pinim makilim to be engaged in treatments for chesham mezagana is not agreed on the other paiskim. But since according to Shulchan Aruch he says mahakol regarding this and zolim and rabbanon, you can't protest regarding those who are makel. And he adds on from the pasuk sukim b'sech l'sham. It sounds like more like those who are makel. But be that as it may, says the Be'alacha, and they didn't say that if you're going to say it's forbidden, that he's going to come do it himself, because since not so overwhelmed, he's not going to come do it himself. But when there is a concern that maybe he's going to die, then he is more overwhelmed. And for sure, then it's permitted for that reason, like the Shiz Amarche. However, the Rif is not talking about such a situation. It says that although it's a little bit pressed in the wording of the Rif, and obviously we'd have to explain that so that it doesn't contradict explicit Brisa, and the Eli Rabbi brings in Simon Shin Lamad Beis, that animal to eat karshinan, you have it run the quarter that it doesn't die. So you see explicitly that when there is a danger to the animal, you're allowed to have it run, and when that goes, then you might come to grind herbs, even though there for sure he's overwhelmed, like he's brought in the in many sukkahs and shas, the person is overwhelmed regarding his money. Now, the words of Tesef that we brought, Chariot Saisu, the sugya of our Gemara. Because from the sugya, it sounds like that even when there's no, you don't even have Tsar Ba'alma. All you have is pain for the animal. You're allowed to do it for other treatments. That's talking about similar to like a person, like we said. More from the fact that it says, something from this word, that we're not going to be at all, there's going to be shrikis amonim. So it says, it appears to me that our sugi is talking about when there's just pain for the animal, and that's why there's a machlik jibrish rabban, unlike we wrote according to the pin the riff. But when there's a doubt that might die, even the rabban agree that you're allowed to do other types of refuahs. When that geyser shchikis amanim, because the person is overwhelmed regarding his money, and if you don't permit him other treatments, he can come to grind the herbs like we wrote in the beginning, according to the opinion of the Mordechai. And the words of Tesefta, it says that we have it run the quarter so it doesn't die, is like the opinion of the Rabbanan that we don't permit to do any refuah for the animal, only when there's a suffix that maybe the animal is going to die. And that's how similar the Prima Gadon writes to answer the words of the Taz. He just doesn't mention that this answers how to explain the Tosefta. The truth is, from this sugi is a big riot to the opinion of the Mordechai, like we said. However, it seems that the halacha of Mordechai is true for a different reason. And also, all the Rishayim would agree to his halacha, that even though they hold that on Shabbos, we don't say that if you're not going to permit, he's going to come to be other b'mezer, like we said. However, regarding this, they would agree that you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do the bloodletting of the animal on Shabbos because it's Tzar B'lechayim, which is Dereisa, and that's Deicha Mila'akim, which is Drabbanan, as the Paiskim write that for this reason, permitted to tell a non-Jew to milk the animal on Shabbos, as it's in Simen Shin Chav, as Shin Hey, Sivchav. And it says all the primary words, it says I quoted from the handwriting of my son who passed away. He said, the Chafetz Chaim, that he was a gadol in Torah, Midas Tavis, Rebbe Vram, Zeichel Lebracha, that it was Nifta, but when the senior rabbi in our great sins, Ben Chav Kimos Shana, Chafetz Chaim lost a son who was 23 years old, Chav Kislev Tov Reish Nun Biz, which that was in the threats in brackets. It's really a quote from his son. Chavetz Chaim lost a son, Lo'aleinu. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 32. We said a first-time moil should not do the milah on Shabbos because we're concerned he might mess up. So even if a moil mumcha is standing over him to make sure he doesn't mess up, Bechayesu writes that it's forbidden to do the milah first time on Shabbos. Dish number 33, regarding a milah through a Mechal Shabbos of Vehesia, Chuvus Machne Chaim writes, that's not effective, and that's Chil Shabbos Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. Dish number 34, B'nei Svar, the Chuvus Elitzin writes, that the halacha is that the milah should not be done through two people, rather like the Shulchan Aruch writes, that the milah should be the one who does the priyaz Burton Yerdei Reish Shemavav. Dish number 35, the reason why on Yom Tov Shein Negolius you could be lenient, the Bin Leitim writes, B'Yin Sinaibishitz, that since Yom Tov Shein is only misafik, maybe we're not well versed in when Rosh Chodesh is, you can admit it, because since even if it doesn't do the meal appropriate, it's only the Makalkal B'chabura that potter, and so too, because the Melocha Shein is the Gufa, look over there, they bring to other Tzirufim to explain this halacha. There's number 36. We said, but if he knows himself that he knows how to do the meal, and there's no other meal, for sure one does not have to be stringent, and also regarding Shabbos, Shabbos Yaakov writes, not to be machmir in such a situation. There's number 2, the Chaznish writes, that you're allowed to place cream on a wound of an animal, we have to be careful not to smooth the cream. So too, you're allowed to give it medication and to give it shots. Dusha number 3, but to violate Isur Drabanan, that don't have a root, a source in the Torah, because it's Tzar B'lechayim. For example, let's have Issa Mukta to have the animal come out of the bar. And Simon Shen Hei, Mishma writes that the Machlik Zapoiskim, and it doesn't come out. Which way? Chay Adam writes, you can rely on those who are lenient. In a situation where there's a great loss in Tzar B'lechayim, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, you can rely on the Mekilim to violate Isra Rabban. That's the Chaz Nishret, but he adds on, if you wait till nighttime, definitely one should not be lenient regarding that. Issue number six, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't permit only when there's a concern of sakana, the Nishmas Adam explained that since Shulchan Aruch writes in Simchin Hey to permit a non-Jew to milk an animal because the animal is in pain, so you see from his words that they permit Amir La'akim when there's an element of illness, so then you could say that the Shulchan Aruch did not write over here that Amir La'akim is permitted only in a situation where there's a concern of danger, only to minimize in a place when you want to be a violating Isser so that the animal should eat better or something like that. In such a situation, they did not permit to violate Isserim for the purpose of the animal, but in the place of illness. And Tzar B'Lechaim, you're allowed to do that even when there is no chashash of sakana.